Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. We recently had 2 weeks of hot, dry weather that kept me busy just trying to keep the flowers and such alive. And now, a couple of weeks with daily showers, I like the frequent rain the most. Nothing like a summer rainstorm to keep the life in the yard happy. Enjoy your coffee this morning as I sip on mine and we visit. In Luke chapter 11, 1 through 8, after seeing Jesus in prayer, one of the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. Thus, the Lord's Prayer, found in Luke 11, 2 through 4. Then, as he often does, Jesus tells another story related to prayer, about a man coming to a neighbor friend's house late in the evening, knocking on the door and asking for bread to feed a visitor that showed up late and he has no food for him. The neighbor, asleep with his family, is awakened and yells out to the friend to go away and turns over. But the friend won't go away. He knocks on the door over and over, all the time asking for bread for his visitor. The neighbor inside keeps refusing and turns over to return to sleep. Jesus ends this statement with these words, Luke 11, 8. Even though he, your neighbor, will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. The commentary for this verse from the NIV Study Bible made me think. It says, persistence or boldness in prayer overcomes our insensitivity, not God's. To practice persistence does more to change our hearts and minds than the Lord's, and it helps us understand and express the intensity of our need. Persistence in prayer helps us recognize God's work. That statement opens a whole new window to prayer for me. Persistence in prayer changes us in ways we don't always recognize, much more than it changes God's plan for the situation. Praying, asking, begging God to help, to intervene, to fix some concern, our desperation forces us to be persistent. It's often a time when we have finally given up on our own ability and in desperation, even humility, go to the Lord. We tend to stay in contact with Him daily, even hourly, and we watch for His action. We are listening and watching for some light to shine on the situation or some sense of comfort from the Lord. There ceases to be any shame or embarrassment on our part as we plead for help. That need on our part brings us into closer communication with Him. We begin to feel His presence as we wait for His will. We may gain insight into the concern we never would have thought of if we were just grieving on our own. Prayer, as Jesus modeled, is a persistent conversation with the Father that, if we are willing, can become a comforting conversation in all kinds of moments. There have been situations that have arisen in my life where desperation for God's help, His intervention, have become a blessing because it kept me in relationship with the Lord. And as I have learned, The relationship has become a light in my life. Yet I have also experienced those seasons where, because there was no urgency, I find myself drifting. And when I do, I am missing out on such a wonderful, strengthening, recharging friendship. In fact, the time I spend in conversation, prayer with my Lord, enriches my day beyond description. Let us pray. Lord, there are times when we come to you in desperation, begging for your intervention. In these life-changing events, we ask, we pray, we wait, we watch and hope for some bit of positive change. We pray frequently, daily, even hourly. And when resolution comes, we are grateful. But do we learn? Help us, Lord, to realize your willingness to help, to intervene. And may it teach us the blessing of staying in communication with you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.